Hello and good morning. Thanks very much, Jim. It's I think before I just like to give a couple of minutes on our rationale for being here today. I was actually thinking of a deep honesty of how to share my excitement about this opportunity and this initiative. And just funny, when I came in the door, I'd seen the names on the emails, but I hadn't put it together. And Jim McGreevy's name was there, and Jim and I are long-time neighbours. We are from an area called the New Laws Road, an area that we were told when we were kids that we were no good. It was an area of so many problems that it wouldn't go anywhere. I'm just thinking, I look back, and it reminds me of words from my mother, and it actually strengthens even today that I didn't think I needed it, but it strengthens even the reasons why we're here and what we're attempting to do. I think Jim says something when we're in, you know, about who would have thought when we were on about the New Laws Road, sometimes we're holding our shoes, that would have been sharing platforms such as this. And I think it does get to the very basis of what we're about here, you know. It's about, my mother had said years ago, when times were really hot, remember, no one is ever better than you, Liam. But remember, you're better than no one. And I think it brings us to the crux of why we're here today. You know, we'll look at some of the people from the area where we lived in, around by the dockside, not a lot of work. A lot of people had to go to the Merchant Navy, had to join the Army, had to go overseas, looking for work and employment. But I'll look at some of the people that's come out of that area. God Almighty, I'm so proud to be shoulder to shoulder with some of those people. Look at Jim's career where he is today. You know, this is something maybe we'd have, if we'd have been lucky from Harden Street or St. Patrick's getting a day visitor and our visitor. So we have come a long way. You know, some people that have told us years ago, and even we thought ourselves, we'll never get out of this. It's impossible. It's too deep-rooted. The problems are too deep-rooted. But you know something? They're not. You know, looking around this room today, looking down at old colleagues, people who were former opponents, I suppose, in many ways. I'm looking at Stephen White, that colleague and friend, long-term friend. I'm looking all around. There's too many people's names to mention. But just let me share just a couple of things with you. Eva, Jeffrey, and John and myself have crossed paths in many ways over these past few years. We are all from different backgrounds, probably different ideological aspirations, politically and otherwise. But we have one thing, and we find that we have one thing that's very, very strong in common. We have one thing that, in the work that we're doing on a daily basis, we're doing it with integrity, with honesty, and with a hope. And that's what this is about today. This is about sharing that honesty, the integrity, and the hope. But it's also about trying to build on what we don't have individually, and from our own organisations and community groups and political parties indeed. It's about, you know, because none of us, no one in this room, no organisation, no political party, no peace-building body, no government infrastructure has the answer to our problems. But together we can actually make our problems less. We can actually hand a baton over to our young people, because our young people today, I think, maybe to say the least, there's confusion. You know, we had the whole loveliness of the peace process, all that whole, you know, everything that it generated about dreams, aspirations. I think, you know, now we're hitting some walls. And it's easy to point fingers and say, well, our politicians aren't doing this, our community aren't doing that. Maybe we haven't. But I think what it is, it's time that us four at least, and it's only a start, there's only four, isn't it? The jolly four or the merry four. We're hoping to spread this around. It's not spreading anything that's different. And let me say that very strongly. This is nothing different. This is about us collectifying our abilities, our competencies, our willingness to work with each other and learn from each other so that we can, in our learning, we can share. And that hopefully that we can convince people to do the same, regardless of our political aspirations, regardless where we want to go, economically, politically, any other way. We have one thing in common. We have one thing that the biggest majority of us, when the light goes out at night and we're lying in bed, we dream of real peace. We dream of a real togetherness, and we dream of a future for our kids. Folks, this is what all this is about. It's about us putting those together, those skills, the mistakes that we made in the past, the positives we have been lucky enough to be involved in the past, to put those together to share to make this place a better place. That's honest to God what it's about. I am so proud to be a part of it, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and I'm glad to hand the word to John. Thanks very much, folks.